headphones. Headphones make it scarier.
They do make it scarier.
Because when you listen, you get all those creepy sounds directly into your ears.
Yeah, that's true.
So please welcome right now Drew Peterson from the Windows Ecosystem team to talk about headphones.
All right, Drew.
What's up, man?
Hey, how you doing?
Been here.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Yeah. How you doing?
Look at all the headphones. They're right here.
Here we go. Cool stuff happening here.
So what do you do at Microsoft, Drew?
So I'm a program manager in the Windows PC ecosystem team, and I manage various programs for what we call hero peripherals.
Okay.
We have hero features in Windows 10, and one of those hero features is Cortana.
Cortana.
Personal assistant. Mm-hmm. And she keeps getting better every release of Windows 10, and she's going to continue to get better. And we know that people are using her on PCs and on their phones, but we also know that people are using her when they're wearing headphones. Mm-hmm. And so we're really focused on headphones that have microphones. And I actually run a program where we invite partners to send these headphones in. We test them to make sure that they have a great experience with Cortana. And then if they do, the partner can actually use the logo that you see back here and put it on their box. So when you go to the store and you see headphones and it's got the Cortana logo on it, you know it's going to have a really great experience for
that's
Cortana.
That's the good one to use.
I love it. All right, so we have so many headphones. I don't even know where to start. What are some of the things to look for when you're trying to get some headphones?
So out of all the categories that I manage, headphones is probably the most subjective. Some people like over the ear, some people like on the ear, some people want noise cancels, some people want a microphone that flips up, some pulls off. And so we try to get as many headphones as we can so that we provide a lot of choice. We also provide a lot of choice in different price points. And so we've got headphones from $49 all the way to $329.
Wow, and that's good because like you said, each person has their own kind of feel, what they want on their ears while they're doing different things. So, all right, we have a lot here to show us.
We do.
Can we try some of them out?
Let's do it. The first one I want to show you is from Logitech.
I'll try this one
These are the Logitech G433s. They just launched at E3 a couple weeks ago.
Very
nice new mesh material.
They are sexy.
Features a microphone that pulls out, so if you didn't want to have a microphone there, you can actually yank that out.
Just be careful.
It straight. There you go.
Did he break it?
No. Did I break it?
No.
Oh, thank God. I don't have any money to pay for anything.
Yes. So yeah, a really cool way to make it.
That's awesome.
Just a pair of stereo headphones. These are brand new from Logitech. Great partner of ours.
I like those.
Yeah, these are awesome.
We another pair of red headphones. Red must be the color of the season here. We've got some Sennheisers here. I really like these because they've got a neat feature on the microphone. If you put those on and then pull the mic down like you're talking in a multiplayer or you're talking to Cortana, if you flip the mic up, you'll feel a click. And it's now muted.
Oh, I heard it. Yeah, it was so like a little pink.
You don't have to be looking for, you don't have to look for buttons.
You can just reach up real quick if you're multiplayer gaming.
And you're not like, you're just just this and then this.
The other thing is these features is there's a knob on the right-hand side there, a fixed volume knob, which is really nice.
Oh, yeah.
It's really easy to hit. Sometimes that's easier to hit than something on a cord.
Or little buttons. Oh, this is great because it's very tactile. Yeah. You're just like, there's a volume. Cool, that's awesome.
So Sennheiser, another great partner. So those are both gaming headsets, but some people like to wear productivity or like business type headsets when they're gaming. For me personally, that's the kind of headset style that I wear. And so I've got a couple headsets from Jabra. These are over the ears. These are business headsets, but you could also use for gaming because they have a mic. So I'll let you try those. Ooh. On the high side, these are the $329 pair.
I like to
try those on.
They're very light. It's almost like they're not even there.
So those are real nice. It's got a mic that actually flips up with a magnet on it, so it'll stay clipped to the headphone.
That's handy. Yeah, look at that.
I can barely hear anything in these when they're on. That's awesome.
So those are probably the nicest noise-canceling headset that I have in my office today.
Ooh, and how much do those run?
Those run $329.
But hey, it's an investment.
It really
is. That's what I say. How many times have you gotten headphones and you're like, well, I just got to buy new headphones after that, you know? Might as well just invest in them.
If you're paying $150, they should last. And these really are going to be the kind of headphones that you buy once and then you use
for
a long time.
You use them for a long time. I love it.
There you go.
Okay.
The last pair I would show you is from a company that you probably remember from back in the day. Remember Sound Blaster?
Yeah.
They used to make the original sound cards.
Yeah,
so Sound Blaster is actually making headsets now and breaking into this category. So these are a pair of 7.1 headsets. Those are the H7s. And they feature many of the same features that we saw in the other two, but at a little bit lesser price point just because Sound Blaster is breaking into the market. Really comfortable headset.
Very comfortable.
Yeah, all these have been very comfortable.
These don't feel like they're even on my ear as I try it.
Yeah, I like the light. I like when they're light. Oh, yeah, they're very light.
Very, very light.
Yeah.
And every partner offers a choice between kind of a high-end product, a middle-end product, a low-end product. This is the high-end from them, but they also have an H5 and an H3. And so depending on your budget, you can get a pair of headphones that really works perfect for you.
Works for you,
Important.
And I do love this old-school Sound Blaster. In my mind, the memory of it is like a brand that I love and trust from back in the day, you know? So now they're doing headphones here.
That's awesome.
Great. Cool. We have the Cortana working with all those, and that's really cool. If you go out in the store, how do we... You just look for that little
logo. Watch for this logo. You're going to start seeing partners put this logo on their packaging. They're going to put it on their product page. Products actually in the Microsoft Store are going to start carrying this so that you can really match that badge against the feature and know that you're going to have a great experience.
Cool. Drew, thank you so much for showing us all those.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
I love all of them. And for more information, you can visit the Cortana product page as well. So look for that.
Great. Thanks. All right.